Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Shavuos, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So, we've seen the rule again and again. You can't be chayiv for Shavuos Ha'edus unless you would have been a good Edus had you not lied and said the Edus. Sagt der Mishnah, so kafru shneyin ke'echas. Let's say I go over to Reuven Hashem and I say, please say Edus for me. What, we swear we don't know any Edus. Reuven says it. And toich kedei dibur. You know what toich kedei dibur means? A very short amount of time. It means the amount of time that it would take to say the words Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umayri. Toich kedei dibur. Shimon says, I swear I don't know any Edus. Reuven first says, I swear I don't know any Edus. And toich kedei dibur, Shimon says, I swear I don't know any Edus. So that's called Kafru Shneyan Ka'achas. They both denied it at the same time. And if it turns out later that they admit that they lied, Shnei and Chayavim both are Chayiv. But, Bezeh Achazeh, let's say, Reuven first says, I swear I don't know any Edus for you. And after Toich Kedei Dibur, after the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amari, and for sure even longer than that, a minute later, 10 minutes later, an hour later, Shimon sort of wakes up and says, I swear I don't know any Edus. At this point, being that Reuven already swore he doesn't know any Edus, so Shimon is only an Ed Echad. So he can't be chayiv because he's not a potentially good aid anyway. And like we said, one is only chayiv for Shavuos Ha'edus when it could have been a good Edus, and an aid echad is not a good Edus. Zok the Mishnah weiter, kafer echad v'hayd echad. Reuven denies knowing any Edus. Shimon says, yes, I know Edus. Hakayiv for chayiv. Reuven l'mais is chayiv to bring a carbon. It doesn't make a difference who spoke first. The other aid was willing to say Edus. So the one who lied and said he doesn't know Edus caused the loss to the person. This could have been a good Edus. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Now listen to the following case. Hoyu shtei kiti edim. There were two sets of Edus. I went over to Reuven and Shimon and I asked them, can you please testify on my behalf? Then I went over to Levi and Yehuda and I asked them, can you please testify on my behalf? Kafra harashayna, the first set, Reuven and Shimon said, well, I don't know any Edus. And Toch Kedei Dibur Shimon said, I don't know any Edus. The Achakach Kafra Ashniya. Then Levi and Yehuda did the same. Shtein Chayaveis. Both are Mechuyev to bring Karbonais for violating Shavuos Ha'edus. Dimnei Sha'edus Yechayel L'Skayim B'Shtein. Because each one on their own could have been a good Edus. Even after Reuven Hashem denied knowing any Edus, Levi and Yehuda could have still been a good Edus. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? If Reuven and Shimon, Toich Kedei Dibur, the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Amari, that's Toich Kedei Dibur. If within Toich Kedei Dibur both deny that they know any Edus, we look at this as something that could have been a good Edus, and therefore they're Chayiv, a carbon. But at first, Reuven denied it, doesn't know any Edus. And only after Toich Kedei Dibur, only a while later, Shimon said, oh, and I also swear I don't know any Edus. So by that time, Shimon is only an Eid Echad. So he potentially was not a good Eid anyway. Therefore, he wouldn't be Chayiv. Between Reuven and Shimon, if one denied knowing Eidus and the other was Moida that he does know Eidus, the one who denied it has to bring a carbon because this could have been a good Eidus. If there were two groups of Eidim and the first group denied knowing any Eidus, even if they did it together, Toich Kedei Dibur, and then the second group denies it, both are Chayiv because each one could have been a good set of Eidus. Now the Gemara says that the Chiddush over here is in a very interesting case. Because really we have a shtickle problem. When Reuven and Shimon denied knowing Edus, why should they be Chayiv? Being that anyway, there's another group of Edus that are available. And the answer is the other group of Edus weren't really available. They were Kroivim. They were relatives to the Baldin. They were relatives, so wait a second. So we only have one group of Edus then. Levi and Yehuda don't count. You're telling me they're relatives. Now, how were they relatives? They were relatives through their wives. And their wives were very sick. They were so sick, they're called a geisus. They were geisusin. That means mamish, the last moments on this world. So at the time that Reuven and Shimon denied their Edus, Levi and Yehuda were not available to say Edus because the fact is their wives were still alive. And therefore they were kriven. It's only afterwards, what we say, if their wives passed away, that now Levi and Yehuda become kosher Edus. And if they deny Edus, they could also be chayav karban shavuos Edus. I would have thought, and the Gemara explains, this is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. I would have thought that being that most people that are on the level of Geisus already, their neshama is about to go up to Olam Haba. So Reuven and Shimon can say, we shouldn't be Chayiv. Because Enoch and Ami, Levi and Yehuda right now, are still kriven because their wives are alive. But it's only a matter of time before their wives will pass away to Olam Haba, and then they will no longer be related. So they're going to be kashas. So why should we be chayiv, says Reuven Hashem, and we denied our edus? Levi and Yehuda were on deck, so to speak. They were about to become kashali edus when their wives pass away. And the answer is we say no. Because Reuven and Shimon, at the time you denied your edus, Levi and Yehuda are pasul edus. Their wives are alive. Either very sick. That doesn't mean anything. Hashem kasen derfu shalema. Right now, their wives are alive. Right now, you're the only edus. And by you denying edus, therefore you, Reuven and Shimon, are chayav a carbon for being over on Shvuas HaEdus.